Hello and good morning. This is Slightly Medium on WMFO Medford. It is 2 a.m. on Wednesday, as it always is when I'm on air. And this is actually my last show of the semester, I think. I don't think we're on next week because finals and all that jazz. So that's cool. The first song I'm going to play is called Rhinestone Cowboy by Glen Campbell. It was suggested by Mi Padre. Apparently it was the favorite song of my uncle. So I'm going to play it. I hope you like it. If not, like, too bad, I guess. So this is Rhinestone Cowboy. So that was Rhinestone Cowboy from Glen Campbell. Again, like I said, my dad suggested it. Very classic Americana. Rhinestone Cowboys are rodeo cowboys, I believe. So very much so dreams of some sort of fame. I didn't ever think that rodeo cowboys became that famous, but I guess it's quite a glamorous life if you ask Glen Campbell. This next song is On the Road Again by Willie Nelson, requested by Big Jim. Everyone knows Big Jim. Even if you don't know Big Jim, you probably know Big Jim. He's a legend in his own time and sometimes his own mind, and probably a little bit in reality too. So this is On the Road Again by Willie Nelson, who he said he heard once in Stratton, which is cool. I never knew that Willie Nelson went to Stratton. The things you learn from the older generations, their memories and stories of Willie Nelson. Anyways, this is On the Road Again by Willie Nelson.
Road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. Road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. And our way is on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
So this next song is for my other grandparents. I call them Nanny and Poppy. That would be my mother's parents for anybody curious. I have a feeling that anybody who is listening to this probably already knows that, because it's late, so you really have to be committed to listen to this. This is Rocky Mountain High by John Denver.
His 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road, hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. If the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. The shadow from the starlight is softer than a lullaby. Rocky Mountain. Clouds below, he saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun, and he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and His side has turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. Of a simple thing cannot comprehend. While they try to tear the mountains down to bring in a couple more people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, Rocky Mountain High, Colorado, Rocky Mountain High. I've seen it rain fire in the sky. Friends around the campfire and everybody's high. Rocky Mountain High.
So that was Rocky Mountain High by John Denver. So if you listen to WMFO, you know we have to do PSAs. This is my own personal PSA before I do my actual PSA. Be careful of Wikipedia when you're studying, because it can apparently be really dangerous to just suck your time away. Like today I was Googling something and I ended up on like some sort of artwork. And then I ended up looking up a building in like Florence, Italy somehow. And then from that, I looked up Michelangelo. Then from Michelangelo, I ended up on like ancient Greek philosophers. Then somehow I ended up back with Machiavelli. And then I went back into some ancient Greek people like Cincinnatus, who was famous for taking control of a kingdom. Or was famous, he was like a farmer who in a time of need became a general, had complete control and power over all of Rome. And then as soon as the threat was handled because of his military strategy, he just gave up his power and went back to being a farmer. And then I went from there to George Washington, and then George Washington to Kennedy, and then Kennedy to somewhere else. Somehow I ended up on Enrico Fermi, who's a physicist, so I don't even know how I got there. And then I ended up on a high school that was named after him in Enfield, Connecticut. He only ever got one high school named after him, so I guess he wasn't really that cool, because there's other people that have a lot more high schools named after them. And I mean, it's in Enfield, and that's near me, and it's not the best. So poor Enrico Fermi. Also, the high school shut down because it was sinking, because the ground they built it on was too soft, so it was sinking like 4 inches a year or something, I remember. They're having all sorts of problems. So you think that if they're going to build a building after a Nobel Prize winning physicist, they would do like a better job planning it, because I feel like it's just a bad representation of the man. You know, a smart guy gets a terrible building. It's just really unfortunate. Anyways, the Wikipedia just pulled me in down its never-ending hole of information. So that's important to keep in mind while you're studying. Anyways, this next song was suggested by The Mother. This is Ride Captain Ride by Blues Image. It's a little bit of a change in pace from what was on before. It's not so country, not so twangy, a little more folksy, more like West Coast rather than Southern or frontier type vibes. It's still adventurous, but it's more, you know, it's more California sounding than what was on before. So this is Ride Captain Ride. So I'm not really sure what a mystery ship is or how you ride on one, and all the friends you're going to make that are adventurous. I don't know how they got to where they were going with that. Definitely a strange song, but a very funky song. Very, very funky, very groovy. Very funky. So this next song was also a recommendation. This is America by Simon and Garfunkel. Their name could be a tongue twister. America by Simon and Garfunkel. Not quite as funky. A little less funky than what was just played. Still good, but not quite as funky. So, this is America. Mm-hmm.
together. I've got some real estate here in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner pies and walked off to look for America. I said as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. Smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. All come to look for.
So this next song I discovered tonight, by the way, again, I said it before the song, I'll say it again now. That was America by Simon and Garfunkel, who were a great band who famously broke up, well, duo, who famously broke up with a lot of turmoil. Always very saucy when people break up. Lots of drama, musicians and their drama. Anyways, this next song I discovered tonight, it's called Shotgun by George Ezra, who I thought was way older than he was. Turns out he's only 25, but I thought he was like 34. So, I mean, that's always really interesting to find out. It's crazy when you like learn that an artist is a lot younger than they are. Like when Mac Miller died, his music had been around for like a decade, so I thought he was at least in his mid-30s, and then he was only 26, and I was just absolutely shocked that he wasn't like starting to have like a midlife crisis or something, because I thought that's how old he was, but I guess he was a lot younger than that. And it's insane to think about how some of his songs, like Senior Skip Day, he released while he was a senior in high school, rapping about being a senior in high school. And I mean, he was, you know, another artist where you found out he was way younger than you thought he was. So this guy George Ezra, he's 25. I thought he was a lot older, don't know why, I guess. Anyways, this is Shotgun by George Ezra.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar, I could get used to this. By in the yellow green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. We're south of the equator, navigator, gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. Deep sea diving round the clock, bikini bottoms, lager tops. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. We got two in the front, two in the back, sailing along. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone, a someone, a someone.
So that was Shotgun by George Ezra, a very funky tune. He has a lot of good songs. Almost all of them are about traveling, which is interesting because I feel like most artists don't really write about that. But I mean, he has a song called Barcelona, another one called Budapest. He has a thing for naming after cities, I guess. Ooh, that rhymed. I could go all day. But anyways, he's a really good artist. He's very, like, his songs actually are usually pretty upbeat and very, like, very nice, very smooth. He has a beautiful voice. Anyways, that song was funky. This next song's also funky. This is from one of the top-selling albums ever. I said it. I played it, actually, at Halloween. I'm playing it again now because it's a good song. And I feel like I should play something kind of funky and groovy for some reason. Groovy. What a word. So this is Pretty Young Thing by Michael Jackson.
You know, you make me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a PYT.
So that was PYT by Michael Jackson, the most talented of the Jackson 5, and, well, really the one who became by far the most famous, because obviously he was the most talented. I mean, he was like 6 years old and the lead singer of the Jackson 5, and all his brothers were teenagers, which it must kind of suck to be upstaged by like your brother who's half your age. But anyhow, two of the Jackson 5 became extremely famous, which is extremely impressive, because I feel like usually at most, like, you know, maybe one person from a family becomes famous. So if someone was trying to become famous, I feel like they definitely should have just been born a Jackson and joined the Jackson 5, because then you have like a, you know, slight, like a 40% chance of being famous, which seems pretty good overall. So this next song is a, what might be classified as a rock operatic. Yeah, I'm not even going to say the name. I feel like that should be enough for you to guess it, because it's like one of the most famous rock songs ever. There's a movie about a band titled after it. It's by Queen. So now if you really can't get it, I'll be amazed. Anyways, the most interesting thing about Queen to me is that they're known as like England's greatest export of the 80s, basically. And Freddie Mercury wasn't even English, and yet he branded himself as like the quintessential 80s English star. And he became like this English icon, and like the English claim him. And he was from Pakistan, I think, or somewhere around that area, Pakistan, India. And he wasn't even English, and he became like the icon and symbol of England. So it's pretty crazy. So this is Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy, because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little law. Anyway, the wind blows, doesn't really matter to
Oh, to up a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo
Figaro.
Oh, I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah,
no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Let me go!
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia!
Mamma mia, let me go! Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me.
So that was Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, obviously, one of the most famous songs ever. Extremely impressive, too, because it has four completely unrelated parts that still everybody sings along to and are still remarkably catchy, and it also has no chorus. So the fact that it goes 6 minutes, no chorus, four unrelated parts, and it's that popular is remarkably impressive. Also, when you hear it, you just absolutely jam out to it, like I was here, even though you can't see that because it's the radio. Although the way I jam out, I feel like I would definitely be a great rock star to perform that song, because I get really into it and I believe my stage presence would be unreal. That's actually kind of my criticism for the show The Voice, is like it's all about their voice and they're like, oh, we're not letting image affect it. But I feel like a huge part of being a rock star is your image. Like Bob Dylan did not have the best voice ever, but he's considered one of the best artists ever. And it's because he had this image that everybody could relate to. He was cool. He was like what was in at that time. He became like, not just like this, his music wasn't just a representation of the time, but he became like the physical embodiment of like how people felt. And, you know, I feel like The Voice trying to be like, oh, it's just about how they sound is nice and all. But a lot of rock and a lot of like being a star musician is about your attitude too. Because it's not just can you sing the songs well, it's like can you make people feel what you're feeling when you sing it, I think, is a huge part of it. You can have a beautiful voice, but like, I mean, you could also have a terrible voice, like an average voice, but if you really like have passion when you sing it, and if like, if it's a song about pain and people can feel your pain through your voice, it doesn't matter if your voice is the silkiest voice in the world or if it sounds like you gargled nails like Johnny Cash, people will listen to it. I think it's a lot more about, you know, the passion that people have and like the representation they are of a group and how they carry themselves that kind of dictates if they're going to be a star. And I feel like, you know, to just be like, oh, it's their voice, is almost kind of ridiculous, because I can't think of any star who was just like, oh, their voice was so perfect. because usually it's like a lot of other things. And I think I'd be a great star because I like singing and I'm not totally terrible. And I'd have a great stage presence. Real great at getting people to sing along. So now it's time for my PSA, my real PSA, not my personal Wikipedia announcement. So this is School on Wheels of Massachusetts. School on Wheels of Massachusetts is a nonprofit program that provides tutoring and mentoring services to students, grades K through 12, impacted by homelessness in southeastern Mass. We need your help. It takes 1 hour a week of volunteer tutoring to give a child impacted by homelessness the opportunity to thrive in school and in life. If you have 1 hour of free time a week and want to use it to make a real change, contact School on Wheels at chris@sowma.org. Chris is spelled K-R-I-S. Or visit our website at www.sowma.org. Thank you for caring about our kids. Okay. So this next song is Don't Bring Me Down by Electric Light Orchestra, ELO. It was never actually supposed to be a song they recorded. They just did it as a practice warm-up song, just kind of, you know, joking around. And their manager said, like, hey, you should record this. And the really famous stutter in that, where it's like, don't stop me now, whatever, was actually the lead singer making fun of his brother, because when his brother was younger, he kind of sometimes stuttered. And he was just kind of making fun of his brother, and it ended up becoming the iconic hook of probably their most famous song, which is interesting because, like I said, they were never even supposed to record it. So this is Don't Bring Me Down by ELO.
I'll tell you once more.
So that was Don't Bring Me Down by ELO. The next song up is All Day and All Night by The Kinks, another staple of English rock and roll.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
Keeping with the English bands, this next song is The Animals, Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. They're also the ones who did House of the Rising Sun. Very good, dark, heavy kind of rock. So this is Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood.
Sometimes I feel a little mad, but don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. Baby, sometimes I'm so carefree with a joy that's hard to hide. And sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side. Understood. If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I get my share. And that's one thing I never mean to do, 'cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? I have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself alone regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
This next song is actually a Spanish song called Beso Sin Guerra, Kisses and War, by Morat and Juanes. Juanes, that man makes good music. So this is Beso Sin Guerra.
Es fácil de olvidar. No hagas caso a tus amigos, solo son testigos de la otra mitad. Dos besos son demasiado y un beso no bastará. Y aunque adviertan al soldado, si está enamorado, en guerra morirá. Ya no tienes que cuidarme, porque yo siempre he sabido que tus besos matan, que tus promesas riman con dolor, que eres experta en robarle latidos a mi corazón. Y tú nunca juraste que saldría ileso, ya no te atrevas a pedir perdón. Yo te confieso que no me arrepiento, y aunque estoy sufriendo, podría estar peor. Sabiendo que tus besos matan, moriré de amor. Sabiendo que tus besos matan, moriré de amor. Sabiendo que tus besos matan. Para mí nunca fue un juego, para ti fue un beso más. Y si hoy vuelves a mi vida, no es que estés perdida, no es casualidad. Ya no tienes que cuidarme, porque yo siempre he sabido que tus besos matan, que tus promesas riman con dolor, que eres experta en robarle latidos a mi corazón. Y tú nunca juraste que saldría ileso, ya no te atrevas a pedir perdón. Yo te confieso que no me arrepiento, y aunque estoy sufriendo, podría estar peor. Oh, sabiendo que tus besos matan, moriré de amor. Oh, sabiendo que tus besos matan, moriré de amor. Oh, sabiendo que tus besos matan. Ganaré la guerra para conquistarte. No quiero admitir que te vas, que te vas. Ganaré la guerra para conquistarte. No quiero admitir que te vas, que te vas. Yo perdí batallas por nunca aceptar que no eras fácil de olvidar.
So that was Beso Sin Guerra by Juanes y Morat. It sounds like a super happy song, but it's actually about pain and love and all that classical jazz that people sing about. But it's just so interesting because it has such a like uplifting, upbeat melody where you're like, oh, this is definitely happy. And it's not really entirely happy. It's about getting hurt and like the fact that like you're going to get wounded in love, and it's, or there's a chance that you get wounded in love, and specifically he does, and yet it sounds so happy. Anyways, I'm gonna play one last song tonight, and I'm gonna play the same song that I started this semester with, because the person who had asked me to play at the start of the semester was supposed to come on tonight but then bailed. That's you, Cormac, if you're listening. So I'm gonna play a song for him because my good friend did not come on, just wimped out on me. So, very unfortunate. So, this is Probably Up by Lawrence, which is also the first song I played this year. So, this is Probably Up.
with the hours that I keep. See, I work until the sunrise, and at noon I'm still asleep. So if you feel it lonely, you can call my phone at night. My insomnia's your blessing, there's no need for stressing. If you have a question, the normal, and I don't care if you